98.1 KZE. This is the Up and Running Morning Show. I'm Rick, your host, and joining us now live on the telephone is our friend Ellis Paul. Good morning, Ellis.
Hey, Rick. Yeah, hey, good. Good to see you, man. How are you?
I'm doing all right. And you?
Good. Good. Sounds great.
It's good to hear. And we just played Rose Tattoo, which is a tune that I love out of your catalog. And that album came out, well, years ago now. Time flies. And you've been a busy individual playing shows, making music. And, well, how's things?
Things are good. I've been, you know, picking up steam since COVID happened. And I'm back to a regular schedule and doing over 100 shows a year, and looking forward to coming through the town crier this weekend.
And you wrote a couple of tunes, like kind of post-COVID, like Holy, which is a great tune. And how'd that all come about?
Well, I was, during COVID, I wasn't traveling at all. And in years prior to that, I was going to Ireland almost every year, bringing fans of mine there and leading vacation tours and doing some shows over there. So Holy was a way of, you know, visiting Ireland through a song. And it's really about the Titanic and how it stopped in Cork and went on its voyage. It's about a character from that from that ship.
Well, you keep finding very cool subjects to write about. And what inspires you mostly, Ellis?
Well, you know, it's finding characters, and sometimes they're real people, and sometimes they're made up, and people that are at some kind of major crossroads where their lives change.
Do you put yourself and your situations into a lot of your songs and disguise them, or are they pretty much on the sleeve?
Well, you know, I think I'm in all of them in some way, even if it's about someone else. You know, it's sort of that. You know, when Van Gogh was painting a field with crows, his personality was somehow coming through the colors, and I think that's true of songwriters as well.
So even if you're writing something fictional, there's still something behind it that is driving the force.
Yeah, I think my personality is in it, and my interests are certainly in it, and my empathy is in it. And so, you know, and that's driving the story as much as the character story is.
Well, when it comes to songwriters, who are some of your favorites?
Well, I love that classic group of people from the 60s and 70s, you know, Paul Simon, Joni Mitchell, Dylan, Neil Young, John Prine. If you put all those people in a blender, I think it would come out sounding a little bit like me.
Well, you name dropped Van Morrison in Rose Tattoo, and there's something about Van Morrison's music. When you put it on, it's a vibe. Whether it's a rockin' van or a mellow van, either way, you put it on for a vibe, more or less.
Yeah, it can change your mood within 30 seconds, and that's a beautiful thing.
Well, with the influences that you just mentioned when it comes to your songwriting, your shows and your music kind of puts people in that same vibe and that same feeling, I feel, personally, Ellis. So that's a great compliment. Yeah.
It is. Yeah, that's a huge compliment. And, you know, I want people to feel transported when they're hearing me. And forget about the outside world, which is so wobbly right now as it is.
Yeah, well, that's what I love about seeing Ellis Paul in concert. You can drift away from the struggles of life and be entertained by somebody working with their hands and making music. And that is a treat, and it should be rewarded with your generous donation for a ticket. And you get to see something that transcends you as a human being. So art and, well, all that kind of stuff can do that. And Ellis, you're a big proponent of that. And it's always a pleasure to see you. So you're coming to the town crier on January 3rd. And what are you bringing with you?
Just me and a couple guitars. And I'm going to be singing, you know, mainly songs this time from my my back catalog. I'm in Boston right now. I'm doing four shows this weekend. Starting tonight for the New Year's Eve holiday. So I'll be driving out to Beacon after these shows are all done and getting ready for the show at the Town Crier.
Cool. Well, we wish you nothing but great success. And do you have any new music coming out?
I am working right now on this hybrid project that is a novel with music attached to it. Hmm. And it's going to take most of the year, I think, to finish it. But I'm very excited. It's my first novel, and every other chapter is going to have a broadcast, much like what you're doing with music and somebody speaking. And you'll be able to access that with a QR code within the novel itself.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's a new thing for me, so I'm excited.
Well, cool. Keep the technology and the music moving forward. We love that.
I will, man.
Ellis Paul, our guest here on 98.1 KZE. Don't miss Ellis playing live January 3rd, the Town Crier in Beacon, towncrier.com for further information and tickets. Ellis, what's the best way that people can keep tabs on you or keep in touch?
Oh, they can find me at the website or Facebook. Just throw in Ellis Paul into a Google search and those will come up. And I come out to the Town Crier in Beacon on Saturday and shake my hand in person.
We love that. And maybe get a signed piece of music to take home on various different formats.
Yeah, I'm carrying cassettes right now. So. And DVDs. So there's some cool old school stuff happening.
Sweet. We're bringing back the singles. Ellis Paul, our guest live on 98.1 KZE. We wish you nothing but the best. Ellis, happy new year. May 2026 bring you nothing but joy and hope and love.
You too, brother. Thanks, Rick.
All right.
Appreciate it.
All the best, Ellis. It's the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. I'm Rick. We'll be right back.